poll, Little Support for Military Involvement with Russia and Ukraine. By Hannah Blow on January 21, 2022. Americans largely do not support intervening militarily in the ongoing conflict between Russia and Ukraine and prefer diplomatic pressure or weapons support. A Convention of States/Trafalgar Group survey released Friday found. The survey asked respondents, what level of involvement should the U.S. have if Russia invades Ukraine? Russia invaded Ukraine in 2014 and has continuously occupied the Crimean Peninsula, contrary to international law. Evidence strongly suggests Russia is also involved in the conflict between the Ukrainian military and separatists in the eastern Donbas region, though Moscow insists the conflict is a civil war. The survey appeared to be asking about a separate future invasion of Ukraine, not the invasions currently underway. Just short of one-third, 31.1%, said the U.S. should provide supplies and military weapons, followed by 30.5% who said to provide only diplomatic area pressure. Combined, that shows that most Americans prefer actions that do not directly involve U.S. military action. Less than a quarter, 23.3%, said the U.S. should provide U.S. military advisors, while just 15.3% said the U.S. should provide U.S. troops as boots on the ground in such an event. Across the board, Americans do not want boots on the ground, as that option only saw the support of 12.6% of Democrats, 16.4% of Republicans, and 18.1% of Independents. President Joe Biden appeared to express comfort with a further invasion of Ukraine in the future on Wednesday and has ruled out using troops to stop such action. "He's never seen sanctions like the ones I've promised will be imposed if he moves," Biden said during a press conference this week, pledging severe economic consequences, as Breitbart News detailed. But Biden seemed to concede that Russia might invade, and that the U.S. reaction might depend on whether it was a minor incursion or something more significant. He warned that Russia would suffer consequential casualties in fighting Ukraine, suggesting that Russia would pay a heavy internal price from a prolonged occupation of a foreign country. President Volodymyr Zelensky of Ukraine issued an outraged statement on Thursday in response to Biden, declaring, "There is no minor incursion." Russia's foreign ministry also condemned Biden's remarks as rumors intended to cover up alleged provocations by the West. The survey, taken January 12 to 14, 2022, among 1,081 respondents, has a margin of error of +/2.98%.